So we've been engaging with residents for quite a while over this, you know, residents individually and as a group as well. Quite rightly, residents around that area, you know, have been concerned about the playing fields and their future. It's a very much valued public open space. It's been there for a long, long time. It's been there basically since the Wollaston Estate was established in the late 1940s, early 1950s, and it's well used as well. It's one of the few bits of open space down that lower end piece, and the only other bits of open space obviously are further up in the estate around the manor estate. So it is well used. We've had correspondence recently since there's been all the works around the trees with people concerned about whether it's going to be fully reinstated. The council has done some reinstatement works, and I must say that some of the works they've done have been done very, very well, but there is still concerns that there is still areas of the field where the top soil has basically still got huge rocks in it, chunks of tree branches, there's broken glass, rubbish, and the surface is actually uneven as well.
Do you think that the complaints and the concerns of the residents are also to do with the fact that the council are looking to use it as a compound as well, or do you think it is purely just for the nature of that they want to use it as a playing field?
Well, I think that's a separate matter as well. And obviously residents have very strong views and very big concerns about that as well. There's been a lot of unease amongst residents at the idea of the field being taken over as a compound for the works for the Wollaston houses, and whether indeed that is the right place for the compound to go. There are residents who very much have views about that, and that will of course have to be subject to a planning application if the council decides to go down that route. And as soon as any planning application around that goes live, I have no doubt at all that there will be lots of people submitting their views around that.
And you, obviously, on behalf of the residents, sent a letter to the council, you and your constituency colleague, John Warrenberg. Have you had a response to that letter? And would you just be able to explain what you said in the letter to the council?
Yes, so we wrote to the leader of the council, Councillor Devon Watson, on the 3rd of March, where we asked six particular questions around the area, asking when the reseeding would take place, confirming how the trees would be removed, how the trees are being replaced. And we also asked what is the council's intention in relation to this area. Are they planning to actually put the compound still on that area? Is there actually a planning application due to go in? Because we keep hearing different times and dates as to when this is likely to be submitted, and also a reassurance to residents that when an application, if it does go in, goes in, that they will actually inform residents about it. Because in previous rounds of communication, there are residents who are saying that despite the fact the council says they spoke to everyone in the area, saying they never received anything, and in this communication will be absolutely key. But we have had no reply as yet to that letter that we wrote 6 weeks ago. Both myself and John are still awaiting the reply.
What do you think that says about the council and their dealing with this situation? Because obviously there's a lot of residents who are really disappointed about the whole situation.
Well, as someone who was a Douglas councillor for 8.5 years, I would hope that the council does care, and I would hope that the council is treating it seriously. There may be a variety of reasons as to why we haven't had that reply yet from the leader of the council, from Councillor Watson. I know the last time I spoke to him, he said a reply was being drafted up, and so both myself and John look forward to receiving that reply as soon as possible. What we want to do is ensure the future of that green area, because it is, as I say, a very valuable green area. There was a move in the late 80s to try and build houses on it to actually remove that green area. It was ferociously back then. I think it was around about 1989, fought. It was fought through the planning system, and it was knocked back. Planning at the time saying that it is a very important area and that it should remain. So I hope that actually we can actually get some you know so, something satisfactory for the residents to ensure that that area's got a future.
What have residents been telling you about Ballinard Play Area, and what does it sort of mean to them to have that kind of community space in Willesden?
Well, the people around it, on Ballinard Road, Norwood Drive, and Barrow Road and Borland Road, they're all stakeholders in that area, and it's highly regarded as a piece of green in the middle of an urbanised area. So they are precious about it, and I think as long as we are going to communicate with them and keep them informed as to what's happening, then that's a good thing. It's not so great when communication lacks at times.
I've obviously spoken to your constituency colleague, David Ashford, and he said it's been 6 weeks since you wrote a letter to the council regarding the situation with the playing field. And I just wondered if you could give your thoughts on about why you think that's taken so long.
Obviously, the residents in the areas are more deserving than the rest of us. But not to communicate or to communicate in a method that takes time is not great. And it does affect people's morale because they wake up every day and they look onto the field and they see what's happening there. Things should be better than what it is. I'm not against development. I'm against things being done in a manner which doesn't include the people around the area.
And how do you think the residents have felt towards the council? I imagine you've had meetings with them and you've probably spoken to them quite a few times.
Well, just to reiterate what I've already said, they feel that they have not had the best communication lines open to them. Some of them have. They've had leaflets dropped through their doors and letterboxes, and some of them haven't. The letter to which you referred, David Ashford and I jointly wrote to the leader of the council, I don't believe we have had a reply to that. And that may just indicate as to why people don't get the answers in a timely fashion. And I have to say, it's not all negative on there. I mean, the council has done a very good job in replanting and positioning the trees in the landscaped areas. So it's not just negative. It does look great, but that does not mean that it's a job finished. The main field has been what they would call leveled off and put back to nature. But unfortunately, it's still a recreational area and there's large stones, bits of glass lying around. So I don't believe in any stretch of the imagination it's been completed. And again, this group on Facebook is a useful measure for understanding as to what still needs to be done and putting the case forward to the council by all of those people in the area.
There's obviously plans sort of further down the line to turn the playing field into a compound for future development in Willesden. Do you think that combined with the lack of response from the council is causing more worry in Willesden, or do you think they are two separate issues?
Well, not knowing does cause angst in the community. What I will state here and now is that the people in Willesden do deserve to have their houses refurbished. I mean, they have waited a long, long time, and it's only fair that they get what the rest of the people in Willesden have got. But it all comes down to communication. And for instance, has the planning permission gone through for the compound? What's the measure of time on that, et cetera, et cetera? And until we get those answers, there's going to be continued angst in the community.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.